All right, Michael Alessi, hey, a much better performance tonight, right?
Yeah, it was definitely good. I felt a lot better on the bike. Everything was just kind of clicking, and I felt good. My starts were a little better, decent, but I felt good on the track, and I just kind of put everything together.
How'd the main event go for you? I saw it looked like you got, you know, blitzed really fast in the beginning and then kind of settled down a little bit.
Yeah, well, I felt great in the beginning, but to be honest with you, I haven't done any 20-lap motos since Phoenix. So I've been just focusing on just 8-lap heat races, you know, just practicing as fast and as hard as I can for 8 laps so I don't have to do those stupid LCQs anymore, because I really do not like going there. So, like I said, in the main, I was good for about 10 laps, and then I just got really winded. So it's a good stepping stone for me to start here, and it's a good start for me and get things going. And I'm excited for next week at Houston.
I heard you made some fork changes this week to your bike, and your mechanic was saying you liked them.
Yep, I got my forks better, and felt good on the track. Turning ability was great, so just need to work on those starts. Try and get the starts better. That's going to make a big difference, because right now everybody's so fast. Everyone's doing really the same rhythm, so it's all about the start.
Has it been frustrating for you, personally, Mike, as a 2 out of 4 main events missed, and we all know you're better than that? Has it been to a point where you're, mentally beat down, or you're, you know, killing yourself trying to get better?
Well, I mean, sometimes I just feel like I start trying too hard, and I'm sure as any racer would know, once you start trying harder, you're actually going worse and slower, and I feel like that's what's been happening to me the last couple of weeks, and it's mentally, you have to be 100% focused in doing this, and my mental hasn't been correct the last couple of weeks. I've been focusing too much on the negatives and not the positives, and this week I turned everything around, and you know, I dedicate a lot of this week to my trainer and helping me with my mental. I'm looking forward to Houston. Try and be right up there battling with Shorty inside top 10 would be my goal for next week.
Track was pretty difficult, huh?
It was slippery, but I think it really excelled for the 350, the slipperiness, because it made the bike. It was a little easier to ride, and where the 450s might have spun a little more. So I think the 350 may have had a little bit of an advantage.
And your dad's back at the races.
Yeah, he wasn't happy the last couple of weeks, I'm not going to lie. So he had to come here to see, and kind of lit a fire under my ass. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. So, yeah, it's good to have him here. And, I can't say enough about my team. They're doing such a great job. And everyone here, my mechanic Kelly's doing a great job. And team manager Roger DeCosta, everybody. I'm just happy right now. It's a good step forward, and look forward to Houston and trying to improve to be better.
Right on. We'll keep it going.
Thank you.